Hallelujah. Welcome to Lord of the Harvest. Yeah, that's a good sign. Laughing and kicking. Yep. Amen. Amen. We're going to worship this morning. Hallelujah. All right, everybody get a place. I'm going to open up with a story everybody knows. You're all familiar with it. But there's a purpose why I'm sharing it this morning. Mark chapter 2, story of the four friends, right? We all know it. And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. Wow, Lord was at home. And many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them, and they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately, Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." What an awesome picture of the love of God and the love of four faithful friends. Now, we've been making emphasis, Pastor has, and we made emphasis at the men's meeting as well, about the importance of community and the love of God through community. Now, imagine these four friends. Do you think all four were saying, "Yeah, let's do this"? Maybe one initiated it. Maybe the second said, "Okay, I'll help." What about the other two? "We're going to do what? We're going to tear a hole in the roof of this house? We don't even know whose house it is. And we're going to what? Lower this guy on his pallet?" I'm telling you, they didn't have bungee cords back then. Can you imagine the guy laying on the pallet being lowered through a hole in a roof to get down low enough? He must have been freaking out. But those four friends, the faith that they had, knowing if we can get him in the presence of Jesus, he'll be healed. And we know what happened. Faithful friends and the love that they have for one another. This is the emphasis that Pastor's been teaching on, preaching on. We shared it at the men's meeting. We shared the love that we have for George, for Teresa, who have both gone through the loss of their spouses. We have the love of Christ in us, and it allows us to do the unthinkable things. Amen? So this morning, Lord, we thank you that you're so amazing. We never saw anything like this. You are so awesome. And what you do confounds us, especially your love for us. Lord, this morning we want to be reminded of being those four faithful friends to love one another and love those that you put into our life. I call them divine appointments. Help us to have eyes to see and to see what you're doing and to do what you do, Lord, as your servants. And I pray this as we worship you this morning. Let us worship you in spirit and truth this morning, Lord, with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we come to this table of remembrance for you, and you alone are the true bread of heaven, the very bread of life. You feed our souls, you nourish our hearts, and you sustain us continually with your holy grace. We thank you, Jesus, for the softness of your presence, for the softness of your love and the fragrance of your presence as well. And in gratitude, we receive forgiveness, healing, and strength in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits. What an amazing, costly, precious, great price you paid for us all. You didn't let that cup pass from you. You drank of the horror of all of humanity's sin, wickedness, and sickness. For God, you said you love the world, and your mercy calls us your joy, your inheritance. Oh, what manner the love the Father has given unto us that we would be called the children of God. We humbly celebrate this costly meal together in gratitude and in worship. And we take the bread and we drink the cup, and the church says, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. How we doing today? Amen, that's what we want to hear. You in the house of God, you got to be all right. We ain't talking about how you came in. We going to leave out better than you came in, amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Father God, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for the time. We just thank you for even some of the tough times that we go through, because it makes us stronger and it makes us to be able to identify greater with what you went through, Lord, because what you went through for us. And we just, oh God, we thank you and praise you for giving your life, for shedding your blood, for dirty, filthy old us, Lord God. But we thank you that you're making us better. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Now today, we're going to talk about fighting. Fighting the good fight of faith. It's not easy. It's a challenge, but it's something that you have to do if you want the blessings of God in your life. Because God says, he says, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. You have to have faith. You have to believe. It goes deeper than that. It goes even over to trusting him in everything. You got to trust that everything is going to come out all right. You got to trust that no matter what it looks like you're in now, he's going to make it better. Or he can make it better. Amen? But we have to get to the you know, the enemy is always trying to set you up. I'm setting the stage here, y'all. He's always trying to, it's an area or two in your life that he knows he can push that button And that's what he wants to use to get you. His job is to steal your faith that God has created in you. That's all he tries to do. And see, if he can get you out of faith, then he can use you to get somebody else out of faith. Amen? All right, so let's talk about that today. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. When you have it, say amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I got to find it, man. Now, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Powerful. Hold on. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. Wow. Okay. Whereunto thou art also called and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. All the battles and the things you're fighting, going through with family and kids, man, guess what? That's just part of the game. That's like playing football game. You playing the best team. You done went to the championship, and you playing the best team that won every game. But you all didn't. The point of the matter is they got all the things they need. You don't have all the ability that they have. You don't have the players that they have. But you got one player that can change the whole course of life. That's Jesus. You gotta depend on him for that eternal life. You have to. Your faith gotta be dependent. God is going to do this. He can make this happen. Why? Because he already said it. You got to know that you know that he's going to take care of you. He's not going to leave you hanging. You are a child of God now. If you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he got you. You messed it up. You messed up, and even though you messed it up, he is still going to come and make it right. But you got to believe it. You can't be walking around talking about, I think he is. He might. That right there cancels it. Your confession can cancel it. Your faith. Let that soak in. Your faith can move things quicker than your mouth can, because you know Satan is waiting on you to say the wrong thing. He waiting on you just to release him, because right now you're in the kingdom of God. But all you got to do is start talking the wrong way, and Satan will be on you like a bee on honey. Your words. It's your faith. You can't be talking about, praying, God, I need you to do it. He already did it. That's why he's telling you, fight the good fight of faith. Why? Somebody tell me why. Because the battle's already won. The battle was already won. Okay. Let me just break something down for you. Watch this. Faith in the Greek is agonize. Listen to that definition. Agonize. Paul sees the Christian life as a fight. And it is. It's a mental and spiritual fight. An intense struggle that requires persevering in loyalty to Jesus Christ. Persevering loyalty. You gotta believe. You gotta trust. You gotta rest assured. If he saved you, he got some kind of plan for you. Part of that fight, try to use them old generational curses that was passed down to you that ain't your fault. He gonna try to use them to keep you connected to him. You're in a fight. It's only one fight that God calls us to fight. And that's the good fight of faith. But Jesus already whooped him. He already beat the demons up. He already won the fight for us. That's why the fight is good. I can't remember. When the fight was good to me, that's because I got off quicker and didn't get hit one time. That was a good fight. That's the same way it is with Jesus. You got to just stand. Come on. You got to stand. I'm standing. I don't care what you say, devil. I don't care what you bring. I'm standing that Jesus is Lord because I know he whooped you. He already told me in his word. Come on, y'all. We in a battle. He wants you to stop calling on Jesus. He wants you to stop singing them songs. He wants you to stop getting up in the morning saying, by the stripes I am healed. I know my back hurt, but by his stripes I am healed anyway. And just keep going. You got to call those scriptures out. Man, I get up some mornings, I'd be like, man, what in the world did I do last night? I'd be in there brushing my teeth by the stripes of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus. By the time I get in my truck, I'm feeling a whole lot better. Because, see, you got to understand, my spirit ain't my body. My body is dying. Come on, y'all. Come on. Your body is dying, but your spirit, man, is alive. The fight you're fighting is already won. Because listen, if you leave here, you're not going to be with the enemy. You're going to be with the Lord. Oh, my God. All right. It really don't matter what kind of occupation you in or what you're doing or where you at. It's always some kind of adversary that want to come up against you. And guess what the first thing they going to say when you put them in their place? That's not Christ-like. I thought you was a pastor. I thought you was an evangelist. I am, but I just told you about yourself. Jesus, I haven't read anywhere in the Bible where it say be a punk. You got to know how to back people up. Back up now. Back up, Satan. Oh, you call him Satan, you might be in a real fight. But sometimes you be tempted to do that because that's just who they acting like. But you got to know it's a fight. It's not a fist fight. It's a spiritual battle. He wants to get the best thing that you have. And guess what you have? Eternal life through Jesus Christ. And it's some of the man, it be some of the people, you'd be like, man, I can't believe the devil using them. The one you thought was the coolest with you. The one that you thought was your ace boon coon. You done took him to lunch. Y'all done went to lunch together and all this and that. And the next thing you know, it's them. Yeah, Adrian. Yeah, Bird. He did this. What's going on? We got to use somebody. Don't let it be you. You're fighting. You're fighting. Some days I go home, I be like, man, why am I so tired? Then I remember, man, you was praying in the spirit for like 3 hours today at work. Because it gets intense like that. Okay, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 16. Verse 10 through 16. Now, my heading in my Bible says the whole armor of God. Man, you got to put you got to put this on, y'all. Come on. Come on now, listen. I know they got ballistic missiles and all that stuff now, tomahawks. They can get you from wherever they want to fire that joker from, they can get you. But let me tell you something, man. The armor of God will tell you where to be and where not to be. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. The Holy Spirit is your lead and your guide. When he tell you to quit congregating with them people over there at the job, I know it's hard because you're in a confined area. Man, you have to. You got to find a way to backpedal a little bit. Because it might be a ballistic missile coming over there to hit them, and next week it be three or four pink slips, and guess what? You done backpedaled. And them people that was over there congregating is going out the door. I'm trying to give you something you can relate to, but I've seen it happen. Verse 10, we all there? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Who all got the Holy Spirit in here? Come on. If you don't got the Holy Spirit, you better be to my class. It started at 9:30. Get in my class. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He's talking about by the Holy Spirit. Put on the whole armor of God. The whole thing. Watch this. That you may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. He's coming, man. He's coming through the wife, coming through husband, coming through kid, coming through grandma, coming through the neighbor, coming through the mailman, coming through the woman at the grocery store. He's coming. I'm just warning you. Hey, how you gonna know what's in you if you ain't tried? Somebody gotta try you. Somebody got to try you. The last couple episodes I had, I won. But the couple before that, I didn't. I just got to tell the truth. I didn't. But the last couple, I won because I'm starting to find out if you know they coming, prepare yourself. Put on the whole armor of God every day. Know they, what he's saying is that just know the fight is coming to you. Just know it. See, this is my assignment. My assignment is to help you, warn you, exhort you to higher heights. I'm not the senior pastor. But it's just to encourage you to keep doing good while you're going through what you're going through. Because it's going to get greater later. It's not going to stay the same, y'all. But if you stay in the Word and you stay listening to the Holy Spirit, he's going to pick you up and put you on a higher level. But guess what? New level, new devil. The fight ain't going to end. As long as you in this flesh, you are going to be fighting a spiritual battle. I'm just warning you. Be ready. Watch this. He said, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's the first thing, because flesh and blood is what's going to come at you. You got to know it's the fight ain't them. It's a higher power that's over them, that's causing them to bring this thing to you. That's the first way that you got to understand and see him. but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This thing go all the way to the government. It go all the way to the United States government. Come on, man. I know I'm preaching good. I know I'm preaching good now. Come on. You got to know. Some of the things that we read and see and hearing and seeing on TV is garbage. It's a lie. I mean, TV be on the Holy Spirit be like, turn that thing off. Lies. I was going to call a name out, but I ain't calling no name out, man, because Pastor be getting some letters. Something my bird said. Bird said. Listen, look at what we're fighting. We're not just fighting just regular flesh and blood. We're fighting principalities and powers. Rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. But the thing I'm trying to get to you, how can you fight something you can't see? You need the Holy Spirit. Man. Okay, watch this. The fight is, it starts in the do you believe? That's where the fight starts at. If you don't believe, it ain't no fight. He already whooped you. Come on. Come on. The fight is, do you believe regardless of what you see? Do you believe in God regardless of what you're going through? Do you believe in God because the bills are stacked up on the table and guess what? You're trying to figure out how to pay them. Do you believe in God because your child is acting not like she ain't even yours or he ain't even yours? Just giving you something to think about, something that you can relate to, because guess what, man? It happened. I remember I had one son, I was like, he was like, well, don't worry about it. He your kid now. I gave you the capacity to overcome that. Then he said later, yeah, he is your kid. He just acting out from things on your side of the family and on the mama's side of the family, and they come together and they created this monster. Because it was a couple of days I was like, God, what in the world is going on with this kid? I was like, and then he told me, and he said, man, wait a minute, what you talking about, man? You was the same way. I was like, oh, okay, well, let's get off me, God. Okay, what do I need to do? Let's get off me. So I created a mess, but then it's him, it's Jesus, it's the Lord God. It's the Holy Spirit that's starting to straighten him out. Got a job, getting ready to get a car, doing fine. And I told him all the time, I said, son, and this was the Holy Spirit. I didn't know the Holy Spirit was right on point. He said, son, it's not in Detroit for you. I told one son, Dion, that was here. He was a member here. He went South Carolina. He doing good. And then the other son is up north. You know, Dion listened from the beginning, but the other one, he had to do it his way, you know. Sisters, it's a fight. It's still family. Even though they may not be living the life that we, you need to fight the good fight of faith. See, you got to understand, it seemed like, man, maybe I did something wrong. And the enemy is going to try to attack you in any way he can. 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That is the shield, the helmet, the breastplate, your thigh, and your shin guards, and even those things that cover your boot. The whole armor. You got to put everything on that you may be able to withstand. Listen to this. That you may be able to withstand. You got to stand. Bro, I know. Man, when COVID came, I was weak in the knees because I was like, Lord, I got to stay in an apartment for 6 months? My escape was going into work for 12 hours every day. It didn't bother me that much, but I got to be in here 6 months. I had to do it. And I start reading, start studying, start praying. I'm like, wait a minute, God, come on, man. This thing can't wipe me out. I still got work to do for you. I'm in that ultimate position in your life. Down for 6 months. You'll get back. You'll get back. And I was able, he was able through me to shield me because it was his armor. It wasn't mine. Was I shaking a little bit because I was seeing good people dying because of this virus? In the evil day, having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, the word of God, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, you already righteous because Jesus paid your cost. You're not who you used to be. Let me tell you something. You ain't who you used to be. You ain't who you used to be, brother. All right. You ain't who you used to be. Hear me. Hear me, sister. You ain't who you used to be. Give me a down. Right there. Yep, right there. You ain't who you used to be. Come on. See, we fighting. I'm just trying to show you how to get an uppercut in or overhead right in on the enemy real quick. Okay, 16. Okay, no. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He's shooting at you. He's shooting. I just told you, he got tomahawk missiles, ballistic missiles, and all the rest of them. He's shooting them. But when you know you got the shield of faith, it distinguishes that mess in the spirit just like that. He can shoot, but it can't take you out. You got to know that. You are Christ. Jesus is my brother. I quote this all the time. I'm like, man, you can't do it. You can't get me. You can't get me because the Lord is my brother. We're family. He paid the price. That's where the faith comes in at. You got to believe that Jesus paid the price for you. Then you can walk steadily and surely. Not, oh man, I wonder, can I get, man, that thing I did the other day, I wonder, can I, man, get that out of your mind. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive me, Lord, I know I shouldn't have said that. Why did I look at her that way? Why did I do that? Ask for forgiveness. Don't dwell on it. Get back in the place of blessing, of justification. 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You gotta put the word on that stuff. Man, by your stripes, I am healed. So many days I'll be walking around, my knee get to acting up. I'll be like, by your stripes, Lord. By your stripes. By your stripes. I'm not taking it. I'm not accepting it. By your stripes. You got to quote the scriptures. You have to let it come out of your mouth. You're in a fight. The enemy want to catch you slipping. Okay. I'm just here delivering a message. Let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians. We're in a fight, people. But I got, by the time I'm done with this, a shout, because it's already been taken care of. Colossians 2, verse 8 through 15. Watch this. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. Man, somebody always trying to come up and try to tell you what's a better way than Christ. Oh, man, I don't even know why you wasting your time. Yeah, I do. I do, because he already won. He already won. He already whooped the devil and the demons. That's why he tell us, fight the good fight of faith. Why? How is it a good fight? You already won. All you got to do is just believe and keep going. It's a good fight when you ain't got to throw not one punch. Oh, come on. Come on, y'all. It's a good fight when you ain't got to throw one punch. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I am. I'm crazy for God. I love that. I love that I ain't got to throw no more punches, because I ain't trying to catch no more cases. I ain't trying to catch none. I was a fighter, y'all. I didn't care where I was at. But yeah, after they say, yeah, man, we don't give you 2 to 5. You keep beating people up and keep hitting people. Well, man, he hit me. We ain't talking about him. We talking about you. Why? Because I had a record already. They didn't. So they got the little slap on the hand. Me, they ready to click, take me on in the back. That's how this world is. They ready to shoot. They, hey, what time the bus come? The bus for me? Yeah, that bus going way up north. I'm like, I'm learning how to stay away from that trip there. That trip ain't a good trip for me. But anyway, let me get back to this. But it's the truth, y'all. You gotta understand. I'm trying to put it to where it's palatable, to where you can receive it and accept it and remember it, because we all are going through identically the same thing, just in different forms and fashions. 9. For in him dwelleth, in Christ dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The fullness. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Jesus is the head. It ain't no higher principality or power. This is why I'm crazy, because I keep reading this stuff. And I keep saying, wait a minute, I ain't taking that no more. Wait a minute, I ain't doing that no more. Wait a minute, back up. You ain't overtaking me. Jesus overcame the world. I'm his brother. I overcame the world by my faith. I get mad some days. I get mad. 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. In putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, cutting. Listen to me, man. You got to hear me, man. You got to hear me. He in there cutting. Just stay attached. He's operating on you. Just stay attached. But you got to keep the word going in. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You got to keep hearing the word and you're going to keep growing. Come on, y'all. Oh, man, I love it. When you get to the point to where you start to love the word, you're dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. You're dangerous. 12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. You risen, you rose with Christ. Do you know who you are? You should be. That's how I was. I had to have it. And I still get that way. I got other things to do. I got a job I got to do. I got stuff here I got to do. But guess what? I still get that way about Christ. I'm just trying to tell y'all how you should be. Not like me, but do it the way God is influencing you to do it. Because you can't lose. Man, this word, man, it saved me so many days. I'm talking about, man, I'm like right on the edge, ready to just go off. Lord, I say, no, you don't, man. That you going through ain't nothing. Better snap back. It ain't nothing. I'm here with you. I got your back. I got your back. Ain't nobody going to overtake you. Ain't nobody going to just be able to do what they want to do to you. We brothers, you serving my purpose. You are following after me by preaching the word of God. You better get yourself up and dust yourself off. You know how we get. We get in our little pity parties. Come on now. I know I ain't the only one in here. I wouldn't be. Only two people? I was getting ready to say, the devil is a liar. You know how we get down. And I don't stay there long, though. I'll be like, man, Lord, man, I ain't got to do this. And I snap out of that thing quick. Okay, Jesus, how can we do this? Come on, give me some help. Yes. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who have raised him from the dead. People, you are right there with Jesus. Jesus died. You had to die too. But you died where nothing pierced you in the side. You didn't get boiled or you didn't get hung upside down. It was all kind of ways they killed them. Oh my God, I was ugly. He cut that stuff away from me, man. Some days I just cry.
That's right.
I just cry because I wanted to hurt people. I'm like, Lord, that I didn't know that wasn't me. I just thought that was, he's like, no. And then he gave me a better way to think and gave me a better job to do. It took me a long time to understand why he made me a pastor, but he said, Byrne, I'm still operating on you. This thing didn't go away in one night. Just as many years as it took to get you there, it's going to take me that many to get you out of it. And now I understand it. That's why he chose this word for y'all, because he wants to do the same thing. Change, people, brothers and sisters, change. I know we are older and it's kind of hard, but listen, lean on God, lean on the Spirit, lean on the Word. This word is alive and is powerful than any double-edged sword. It can cut through all of that mess. That mess mama said and that stuff daddy did. Am I preaching? 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with Christ, having forgiven you of all trespasses. Hey, come on, y'all. Y'all good. Quit beating yourself up. Quit beating yourself up. We all make mistakes. Get back in the race. You just read it. Yeah, you're going to make a mistake tomorrow. Get back in the race. He died for you. Oh, get back in the race. None of us are perfect. He never said he was going to make us perfect. But we can do better than we have been doing. But we got to get in the Word. Because it's the word that'll convict us when we're stepping outside of those boundaries. And we have enough time to stop and check ourselves. It happens all the time with me. The flesh has this thing that it wants to do, sin. It wants to sin. It wants to carry me right over in it. I'm like, man, I'm not doing that. Back off. You got to talk to yourself. Come on, y'all. Come on, don't look at me like I'm crazy. You got to talk to yourself. Be like, man, I'm not doing that. No, no. In the name of Jesus, I'm not doing it. You got to talk to yourself. Because your flesh, if you keep listening mentally in your mind, your flesh will lead you right on into some place that's sinful. Man, you should call up Rodney. And then by the time I pick my phone up and start thinking about it, Holy Spirit say, man, what are you doing? I know not to call him. You're going to jail, mess with Rodney. Rodney a mess. He won't drink, smoke weed, and then you be with him, hanging out with him and thinking, hey, thing is cool. He mellow today. Then he said, I'm gonna run the store, man. Get another beer. He come running out, cash in his hand, gun in the other hand. What in the world? What? Go. You like, man, now I'm going to jail. See what I'm saying? I'm making it funny, but it's the truth. It happens. The enemy's always trying to lead us to a place where we're going to be in a compromising position. And when you see it's happening, it's time for you to start hitting the brakes, start pumping. You might have to put your foot through the floorboard to get that car to stop or do it. I'm telling you. The enemy, he a trip. Okay, watch this. The latter part of 13. He have quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. That's man, dude. That's powerful. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Powerful, man. Dude, when I not believe it. Couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I said, you mean to tell me I got a fresh start? I didn't even know when I got saved, I didn't even know the magnitude or the gravity of what I did. And when I got in the Word, I couldn't read the Word without crying. It would break me down. It would break me down so bad. Because I saw God making a way for me to be better than I was. And I was saying, Lord, all this time I was running, going in the opposite direction, I could have been coming to you, getting made better. Y'all to see. And having spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. He bigger and better than Denzel Washington on training day. I'm King Kong. You can't touch me. See, he came out triumphant over them in it. Let's go to Luke 10. I'm wrapping it up, y'all. Luke 10, verse 17 through 20. Watch this. See, when we fight in a fight, so, because we have to do the word. We're fighting the fight because we have to do the word. The world don't want to have nothing to do with the word of God. It's null and void to them. But until you get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't understand why that word is important, because this word is alive. This word is alive. This word, the word here says that ain't no end. It's an end for this flesh, but it ain't no end for us. Our spirit man don't die. Our spirit man going back with Christ. We're going to put this flesh down, and it's going back with Christ. See what I'm saying? So we winning. Just stay in Christ. Keep coming. Keep reading. Keep studying. Because God got some miracles. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. God got some miracles he ready to drop in your lap. Oh, my God. Drop some in mine, Lord. Drop some in mine. He got some miracles he ready to drop. But you got to believe he'll do it. God got a lot of different means to get stuff to you. He uses man and woman. He uses man and woman to get it the majority of time, but God will get it there. Your faith can do it. You know how I know? Daniel. They threw Daniel's butt in the lion's den. And for years, how in the world was he laying in there? He was using the lion for a pillow. He was in there sleep. The king was like, Daniel, you in there? Daniel. Then Daniel said, yeah, king, what's up, man? I'm good. And the king said, get out of there. You alive. Your God delivered you. Why? It don't matter what kind of trouble Daniel got in. He always came out on top. And then the crazy thing about it is that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego was the same way. They got thrown in the fiery furnace, and dude look in there and say, wait a minute, I only threw three people in there. It's four people in there, and they look like the Son of God. Crazy. Faith will save you just like that. I didn't believe it at first. But God started to become more and more real to me. The more I read, the more I prayed, the more I depended on him, he started to become more and more real to me. And he knows I want him to use me that way. He only used me in word of wisdom, word of knowledge, here and there. But guess what he's leading me to now? Healing. He said, Bird, healing. But, you know, I want to perform a miracle. I believe that God can do it through me. But I want to heal, too. It's miracles that can come out of healing as well. But see, you got to do it in the way that he guides you. You can't jump. Oh, no, I'm going to bring this one over here. No, that ain't going to work because it's the Holy Spirit that's doing the work, not you. Come on, y'all. I know I'm preaching good. I'm trying to get you equipped. I'm trying to get you there to where you're going to step up and say, wait a minute, Lord, I want to be used. I heard how you use people, how you use Bird, how you use Oz, how you use Philip. You better believe he got something for you too. I ain't nothing special. Okay. And this really took me a while to get this. It took me a while to get it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay. Go purchase this Bible, Life in the Spirit by Zondervan. They got King James Version. They got NIV Version. They got the New King James Version. Get it. It got footnotes, maps. It's got commentaries in here. Life in the Spirit Bible by Zondervan. Yeah, this is Thomas Nelson, but that's okay. Zondervan. The first one I had like this was Zondervan. That's a good one too. But get it. Get it. Go get it. And start studying because it's got articles and maps and everything in here. Show you some of the routes Jesus walked. All right. 10, 17 through 20. Now watch this. Authority over demons. Who believe they got authority over demons? Everybody in here should be raising their hand. If Jesus saved you, you got authority over. I'm just telling you. Tell them to back. You got to tell them, back up, man. You better get your hand off my baby. Because if they can't get you, they'll mess with the baby. It's crazy, man. Okay, watch this. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. When you gonna start calling out his name? Don't sit there and get beat up, let down, disappointed. The enemy all in your ear, you're nothing. See how he just left you here? He ain't left you. He left the Holy Spirit in you. Verse 18. And he said unto them, this is Jesus, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He kicked Satan's butt. He lumped him up good. He said he saw him. Satan was getting out of heaven so fast, he was moving faster than lightning, dude. That's pretty fast. Behold, I give unto you power. You, power. Everybody in here can get his and tap into his power. To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But you gotta know the word. That power ain't gonna come out of you if you don't know the word and learn how to properly access it. You gotta read. You gotta hear. I love y'all. Watch this. 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Woo! Ooh, yes! name is written. Hallelujah, man. I know that would get, I know I would get a snap out of y'all then. Go to Mark 16 real quick. Mark 16. See, the thing about it is that the reason why the demons can't touch you and Satan can't touch you is because Jesus already took back that power that Adam gave him when him and Eve sinned. Jesus took it back. This is good. We'll start in verse 14, called the Great Commission. Everybody got it? Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. You should believe. What are you doing? What are you thinking? And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature, every creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now watch this. Signs following those who believe. And see, this is something for you to check yourself. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, in the name of Jesus, they shall cast out devils. Come on, who ready to do that? I'm going to ask again, who's ready to do that? Come on, get them hands up. Got to step out there. It might not happen the first time. It might not happen the second. But guess what? You keep believing and you keep doing it, God going to surprise you one day. That's how I learned. I said, this thing got to happen. You said it in the word, it's got to happen. I remember the first time I was sick. I was hurting. I had to go to work because I didn't have no more sick days. So I couldn't stay home. Man, I was like, man, I'm going to work. Forget this in the name of Jesus. You know, you ain't sick, dude. Get it together. Didn't work. I said, wait a minute. Now, hold on. By his stripes, I am healed. Felt a little better. I said, wait a minute, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Wait a minute, you died for me. You died that I have victory. You got power over all sickness and all disease. Start feeling real better. And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, amen. And then the next thing I know, I'm going out the door quoting scriptures. That's when I saw that this word is alive. This word can heal. This word can bring somebody back to life. I need you to think crazy like me and Oz, because Oz crazy too. He is. He thinks crazy. He knows the word of God is real. He experienced it. You got to understand this. Just because you haven't gone through it yet don't mean it ain't going to happen. Somebody might fall out in front of you. What you going to do? Step over them and be like, oh, excuse me. No, that power is in you to pray for them. That power is on your life to pray for them. And ain't no telling what might happen down there. He might say, get up and be ye whole. When you say that, everything that's broken in their life is healed. Everything that's broken in their life is healed. when you say, be ye whole. Powerful, man, just powerful. Okay, watch this. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Come on, come on. Let them roll. She kandororobo saye. If you can speak in tongues, please speak. She kandororobo sianda. Ye kandororobo sianda. Ye dararaba saya. Ye kandorobo siye kitandorobo saya. See, you could change this atmosphere. Everybody start speaking in tongues in here, you would change this atmosphere. It can be an atmosphere for healing. Why? Because you're speaking in the spirit. You're speaking God's language. Blessed. I'm so blessed here. Watch this. And speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. This was powerful when Paul, that snake bit Paul. Paul shook that snake off, and the Lord healed him instantly of a viper bite because he knew nothing could touch him. But you got to know it. You got to say it to yourself. You can't be scared of the word of God. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Romans 1:17. A couple minutes. Romans 1:17. Y'all better get this in the podcast, cause you need to hear this. This is powerful. Romans 1:17. Watch this. I'm almost done. I'm going to start at 16. Everybody got it? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. 17, for wherein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith? It is written, the just shall live by faith. This is intentional. You got to wake up every day and walk it out. When they started reconstructing it, they call me and say, Bird, come and get, I got 20, I got 15, I got 5 cars. I mean, my lot would be loaded. Well, when the recession came, they was like, Bird, we can't send nothing. We ain't making no money. Ain't nobody buying nothing. They talking about electric cars, electric this, I'm like, man, come on. So I had to shut it down. Watch this. A few months later, I had a $300 water bill. I ain't had the money. Water off. Sure enough. I look out the door, dude out there, hey, man, you don't come and put the sticker on the door? I mean, all kind of rules was broken. They didn't knock, we're going to turn your water off. They just start turning it off. It looked bad. I'm in the church, too, trying to get it together. They say, yeah, man, come down for an interview. Will. Now, this really one of the first major miracles God did for me. He said, just go, Bird. I said, what time? He said, don't go first thing in the morning. He said, go towards the avenue. On the way down, no. Right before I got ready to go, he said, Bird, you're going to get there, and this is how you know you're in the right spot. He said, don't go over here on Grand River or wherever. I forgot where. He said, go downtown. Went downtown, but one on Grand River, the lines be all wrapped around, you know. So I got down there, and on the way down there. Well, before I got down there, he said, you're going to get there. It's going to be a people that have appointments. Wait for her to call you. Don't get impatient. Don't let somebody be beautiful. I get there. Give her my name. She said, okay, go over there. Back. Another person came up, called another person that was sitting down. They went back. I'm like, Bird. Got up there. I said, hey, man, how you doing? It was a guy. He said, yeah, I got the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues and everything. What is your wife? He said, well, my wife is a prophetess. I said, okay. He said, what you know about that? I said, I'm a pastor. Church I go to. He said, I said, we got an apostle over us. I said, it's all kind of prophets and apostles running around our church. He was like, really? What's the name of the church? I said, well, at the time, y'all know it's Kingdom Authority. And then he said, that's your pastor? I said, yeah. He said, man, I've been wanting to meet him. I said, well, yeah, you can meet him now. Want me to call him now? He said, no, man, let's take care of your situation first. I said, okay, bet. He said, man, what you dying for? I said, man, my water off. He said, they cut it off for $300? What I can do? And I was like, yeah, God, do it, God, do it, God. And this guy, listen to what he did. I couldn't extinguish 6 months. He said, now you got time and pay it off. He said, you can get $300 paid in 6 months. I said, yeah, man, I'll be back to work. I said, the only reason why I got cut off is because of even worry about it. I said, now what do I owe you? He said, man, you got to hook me up with your apostle. That's what you owe me. He said, today, God wanted to bless you. And man, I walked out of there. Felt so good because I saw God change an impossible. It would have been impossible had I got somebody else. I got the right guy. I paid it off right before the 6 months because I went in there. And I went in there to pay my water bill. And the lady said, wait a minute. I see this other charge. How you get another charge? But I had enough money to pay my current water bill and pay that off too. And I'll tell you right now, God always uses a man or a woman to bless you. But you gotta believe. You gotta get out of God won't do this, God won't do that. Or what I said last night or what I did last week. Get out of it. Get out of it. He will perform a miracle for you. Let me see. One more. Well, let me finish this up. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith every moment. You got to walk with the total dependency upon Christ. He wants to develop a relationship with you. To where you know, you already know he's going to do. He wants that. He wants that kind of relationship, y'all. I'm saying it, and I'm that it's not giving a life to Christ. If you fell out of fellowship with God, come on up and get rededicated. It's only going to take a couple minutes, and you can go home and eat your chicken dinner or whatever, meatloaf, whatever you cooking. I know I'm picking it up in the spirit. I see some yams, I see some greens, I see some chicken, and I see some Kool-Aid, grape Kool-Aid. Come on, is anybody here? Anybody here? Come on up. Amen. Praise God. Come on up. We love you. Yeah, just stand right here, please. Yeah. Pastors, come on up. Pastor, come on up. Come on up and pray with them. Is there anybody just feel they not right with Christ, that something is off? Come on up and get prayer. We ain't hurting you. We trying to bless you. Father God loves you. I know it's hard to fathom. I know it's some horrendous things that we've done. But he died already. He's given you another chance. Remember when mama used to give us another chance? Well, I ain't gonna whoop you this time, but next time I'm gonna whoop you. And you'd run out of the house happy that like it just took you to Cedar Point and you was the only one and could get on every ride by yourself. You, Lord, we appreciate you preaching this word and giving me this word, Lord God. Bless each and every person here, even those that are at home. Bless, God. Reveal yourself unto them. You said you would. Reveal yourself unto them in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. I love you and I pray you, praise you. Amen.